I'm happy to welcome into our studios for the first time David Garnand, who's the founding member of the Clarinetes del Sol, an ensemble of clarinet players who will be performing tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Rio Grande Theater. It's the next concert in the season of the Las Cruces Civic Concert Association series. And David Garnand, welcome to Intermezzo.
Hi.
Good to have you on. So you're a student here at New Mexico State. You founded this ensemble a year and a half or so ago. Tell us about, this is a clarinet quartet, which isn't a very commonly heard ensemble.
Yes. The whole reason I decided to start this group was, you know, mainly when I first got started was just a love for the art, and I just love to play. And, you know, I always wanted, you know, just a small chamber ensemble because I love chamber music, and I always just wanted to play. And that was mainly the main reason why we got started, was just to play music.
And what kind of music do you play?
We come from all different backgrounds. You know, I like some klezmer music, you know, the traditional Jewish music, a bit of Hungarian music, some stuff like that. We also do jazz, we do ragtime, we do Latin influences. Just, we're very well-rounded, and of course, classical.
So tell me, who are the other members of your ensemble?
The other members are, starting from first chair going down, are Pete Perducini, Jessica Shin, Abby Naira, and of course, myself.
All of you students at New Mexico State, and I'm seeing some of you undergraduates, some of you, are you all undergraduate or is there a graduate student?
Jessica Shin is a graduate.
Okay, so all playing the clarinet, and I'm just curious, for a ensemble like this, you're all students, you're all presumably playing in some of the bigger ensembles on campus, maybe the Symphonic Winds or elsewhere, so how often do you get together to rehearse and make your decisions about what will be on the next program?
Well, these past 2 weeks, we've met almost every single night. And we've had, you know, we found it a lot easier, just all of us being students, time is a little bit more flexible. You know, we were able to meet every night. It wasn't as restricted.
And who chooses the program?
Usually I choose the program, and I try to set everything, but I usually take all of everybody's considerations and input.
And are these arranged pieces for clarinet quartet, or are you doing some of the arrangements? How does one find music for an ensemble like that?
There's actually a huge, how would you say, library of clarinet quartets from all over. You know, everybody loves just the timbre of the group itself. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful sound.
And David, when did you start playing clarinet?
I was real young. I guess I would have to say when I was around, when did you start middle school? How old are you when you started middle school?
About 10.
10?
Something like that.
Something like that. I started 11. Before middle school. I was always influenced by my aunt, Virginia Chavez. She graduated here as a music major herself, and now she's one of the, she's the band and choir director for Red Mountain Middle School in Deming, New Mexico.
Okay, so that's really nice that you had a member of the family as your inspiration. She must be very delighted that you're following in her footsteps. So I'm speaking with David Garnand, and he'll be performing with his ensemble tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Tell us what is on the program.
A little of what's on the program. Like I said, we're very well-rounded. You know, we're going to do some Mozart. We have string quartet, K-156, the first movement. We're going to be performing that. And that's a little bit, you know, of course, we got to add our classical. It's just a beautiful sound. And then, you know, we have some lighter pieces, you know, like the Circus Bee, Henry Fillmore, Entry of the Gladiator. And then we have a new piece that was written just for us, Amazing Grace by Robert Elker. It's a beautiful, beautiful, jazzy, kind of blues, jazz, kind of mixed together piece. It's a beautiful piece. It's very different.
And tell me the name of the composer again.
Robert Elker.
And how did he come to find you, or vice versa, to write this piece for the group?
He actually, the Clarinet Institute put our videos up of our first concert we played at St. Paul's Methodist Church. And they put our videos up to some of the links of the music that they have of notable clarinet groups, you know, around the United States. And he saw our ensemble, and he got a hold of me, and he was very interested in writing for us.
Hmm.
And then, you know, we just got to talking a little bit, and, you know, he goes, well, what pieces come to mind when, you know, you think of what you would like to play? And just for some reason, I was thinking of my grandfather. He had passed away not too long ago. And at his funeral, I sang Amazing Grace. And it's a song that I hold very dear to my heart because my grandfather was a big, huge inspiration in my life. And, you know, we just kind of talked about it a little bit, you know, got a little sentimental here and there. But, you know, and then we ended our conversation. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, he sent me an email with just like the beginning of the piece. And it was Amazing Grace.
So is this the first time you'll be performing this version of Amazing Grace?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a world premiere. I'm speaking with David Garnand, founding member of and director, I suppose, of the Clarinetas del Sol. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I see that two of, or I guess three of your members all play B-flat clarinet. You play a few different clarinets. Is it generally, if you're studying the clarinet, that you're going to learn the different size clarinets, or does one sometimes just specialize in one?
Well, not necessarily. It just depends. Me, myself, I've always hopped around, I would say, to a bunch of different, you know, I played E-flat for a while, and then, you know, I started off on B-flat, of course. You know, I've played alto, you know, A holds a special place in my heart just because I love that instrument. But my main, I would have to say, is bass clarinet.
So how many different size clarinets exist?
Oh, man, the list goes on. You know, it goes from some that are, you know, barely the size of your forearm to, you know, the big giant contrabasses that, you know, me, I'm 6'2", and I have to stand up to play it. You know, that they range all in between, you know, small to big, and there's so many different clarinets.
Huh. I didn't realize that. You also, I know, have taught and continue to teach in a number of places. So tell us a little bit about your teaching career, even as you're a student here.
I've been teaching privately for a number of years. I've taught in the Deming Public Schools, along with Silver, some of the El Paso schools, almost every school here in Las Cruces, as well as Alamogordo and Cloudcroft. And currently, right now, I hold the position as theory, piano, string, and woodwind instructor at the Las Cruces School of Dance and Music.
Which is a new school, I understand, here
yes,
in Las Cruces. All right, so you just sort of threw a little detail in there. Piano, strings, and winds. What other instruments do you play?
Well, I'm very strong in the winds area. Well, woodwind area. Not too much on brass. If you throw me on a brass instrument, it's not going to sound too pretty. But I usually try to focus on, you know, clarinets, of course. Saxophone would be next. Flute, oboe, bassoon. And then, of course, piano, just being, you know, a music major, you learn so much on piano. And you know, I've taken a very strong liking to piano. And, you know, pushing myself a little bit more, I've become a very good pianist.
Wonderful. And any strings?
Strings, yes, actually. Cello and violin.
Wow. So you're a multi-instrumentalist, but your great love is clarinet.
Yes.
And the other instruments you've learned while you've been in school or?
Here and there, just picked up along the way. Just, I don't know, it came easy to me. I know that there's, you know, there's two kinds of people. You know, there's people that have to practice and practice all the time. And then there's other people that it just comes really easy. I've never found myself having to practice too much. I mean, I practice, of course, don't get me wrong, if anybody out there is listening. I do practice all the time, but I find it a lot easier for me. It just, something just clicks.
I'm speaking with David Garnand and his ensemble, Clarinetas del Sol, which, did we say the names? I think you did. Abby Naira, Jessica Shin, and Peter Pedrushny will join David Garnand tomorrow afternoon at 3:00. The concert is at the Rio Grande Theater, and have you had a chance to get in there and rehearse?
We're actually doing that Saturday earlier before the concert, and we're having a sound check, and we're going to look at some few things, do a little lighting.
Okay, so it's tomorrow afternoon at 3:00, and I thank you so much, David Garnand, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.